Welcome to the HR Empowerment Podcast, where we will uncover strategies and new insights from HR professionals who discuss up-to-date regulations, best practices, and the most pressing topics like diversity and equity, leadership, dealing with difficult situations, and much more that affect your bottom line and business. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. Welcome back. I'm here with my co-host, JC.
Hey there.
Hey. So happy that you're back in town. I missed you on a podcast recently. Can't do this without you, dude.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's all about keeping up a high level of motivation. And Wendy, believe it or not, being a motivated worker, motivated workers outperform workers with low engagement. Believe it or not, by 202%. That's more than 60% of employees with a best friend in the workplace, which are twice as likely to achieve full engagement at the end of the day. I'm hitting you with some stats right away. Talk about motivation. Wendy, back to you.
Yeah, think about it. If you have a good friend, doesn't need to be a best friend, but you have, or even if it's your best work friend, if you have a best friend or a good friend in the workplace, you want to, look out for them, and you want to make sure that you're not disappointing them. So relationships in the workplace are essential. So I want to ask our guest today, Josh McAvey. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Good, good, good. Hey, tell us about your
Thanks
book
for
a little
me.
Bit. You're your best-selling author of Measure Up, a practical guide to getting the most out of your career and job search efforts and getting the right job faster. Tell us a little bit about this, and what's your number one or two pieces of advice for someone who is seeking a just either a new job or a new career altogether?
I wrote the book because I'm really passionate about helping people make great career decisions as well as great hiring decisions. And after a few hundred people told me I should write a book and I sold my last company, I tried to figure out what the heck I should do. And so I figured, well, I might as well write that book. But the book is geared to help people that are, stuck in a job that they don't feel like they're getting anywhere, and they feel trapped, or they're in a career transition, be it their own doing, decision, or the decision was made, without them, that they were let go, to really kind of focus in on the things that'll get them further faster, and do things in the right order. An example of that is most people, as soon as they're looking for a career, they call everyone in the network and say, I'm looking for a job, and, and try and get the word out there and do a ton of networking. And you ask them, what they want to do or where they're valuable. And they tell you, 30 minutes worth of stuff. They go through their entire work history, and you're sitting there going, I don't know what they're going to do or where they're valuable. And it makes that person really uncomfortable. And you've basically burned the contact. They still want to be friends with you. They still want to help, but they're helpless to help you because you haven't packaged yourself right. You haven't defined yourself as a product and given them the tools to help you. So we teach people to, to do things kind of in the right order, and then to do things that are measurable. First and foremost, make sure your head's straight. Second, use all of your experience, good, bad, and ugly, to define yourself as a product. Third, build out your messaging so that it's compelling, memorable, and brief. Then put a list together of who is in your target audience, what type of companies, the things that you would be running towards, type of company, size of company, industry, geography, all of those things. And then go to your network and start doing outreach in the areas where you're going to have the most traction. And within your network and the places that you're doing that, to really make sure everybody understands the who, what, when, where, why, and to whom you're valuable. So if they come across it or they know somebody, they can make an introduction that's not going to make them look stupid, or make anybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know what? I want to jump in on the employer aspect of that, too, because it's the same. You need to make sure you are clearly defining what the role is, so that if you're still, looking to build this winning team, whether you're replacing people, you're just building it from the ground, that it's crystal clear to everyone involved, the referring party, the people that are applying, what is the job? And what I also find out is, and no offense to HR or anyone else, I was in HR, I am the HR lady, is making sure that the job that is out there in a job ad that people are applying for or referring to is actually the job. I see all too often the business owner or the HR people are like, okay, here's a job description, we're going to post it up, you know, hopefully make it a nice advertising piece. But it turns out when the manager gets the interviews, they're like, this person does not have the skills at all. And I often find that, oh, that's an old job description, we're not using that anymore.
Yeah, I definitely see that. Our process with our company, and what we train TA leaders and TA specialists, talent acquisition people to do, is to look at the job description through the lens of what is the business need. And then we have a whole list of questions that we ask that help ferret out the business needs. And then we compare that to the job description with the hiring managers. And even the best of them, we usually find, you know, on an average, we probably find that the job description is 30 degrees off in any direction. The bad ones are 50 to 70% off. And the good ones are 5 or 10% off. And we find the exercise of mapping business needs through the job description to the interview process and questions, to scorecards, and then making sure everybody in the interview process is aligned on those things. We often find on that last piece that different stakeholders view the job and its value differently. And if you have a conversation or make them have that conversation and you lead it with compelling questions, that one, they're like, oh crap, yeah, that is really valuable, or no, that really isn't as valuable as I thought it was. But they also now have a renewed and increased or improved appreciation of the other people that are in that interview process. And then the interview goes much better, and we can help them write a much more compelling job description that'll attract the right people and detract the wrong ones.
Yeah, I love that. So getting it right before you place that job out, I cannot say it enough. It's so important for everybody involved to not put a job ad out because it's probably wrong. Maybe not probably, but often yep. It's wrong, it's outdated, and everybody involved is not on the right page, on the same page, including the people that are applying and then aren't out there talking negative about your company. So thank you so much. This has been so very helpful. We're going to wrap up this episode 3 of our 5-part series on helping people make great hiring and career decisions. And next up in our episode 4, we are going to be talking about the future of work, adapting to change. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining the HR Empowerment Podcast, brought to you by Aurora Training Advantage. We hope you've gained new insight and strategies to navigate the HR profession. We look forward to you joining us again on the HR Empowerment Podcast.